Well, college students may not be on campus, but many are still hard at work as they finish out the spring semester. And some students in rural areas are dealing with an extra hurdle, lack of internet access. Liz Schlemmer of member station WUNC reports.
College sophomore Ty Meyer has been spending lots of time in parking lots lately, mostly at McDonald's or his local library. Those are often his best options for accessing Wi-Fi to turn in homework, including video assignments.
I record a 2-minute class video that takes an hour and a half to upload. I laugh when my friends are like, oh yeah, we got it knocked out within like 5 to 10 minutes.
What Meyer is describing is known as the homework gap, the inequality between students who have reliable internet and those who don't. The Federal Communications Commission estimates about 20 million Americans lack access to broadband internet. With many people going to school online and working remotely, those like Meyer are really struggling.
So for me, it's like, can you push through these last couple of weeks and kind of get there?
He says it's just frustrating that what's slowing him down is simply where he lives. When North Carolina State University asked students to continue class online, Meyer went home to his family's turkey farm in rural Piney Grove, North Carolina. His issue is not that his family can't afford a typical bill for broadband, but rather the internet companies say they can't afford to install broadband on his road.
They say it's not profitable. I guess even though I live on a 5-mile completely paved road that is literally only 2 turns right off I-40, but they say it's still too rural.
Meyer has friends just 10 miles away who have broadband, but his family's farm is in a dead zone. So his family of 6 shares internet from a hotspot. With 3 full-time students at home, they burn through their monthly limit quickly.
We have a solid week where we'll have internet just as good as anyone around, but really after we hit that cap, for the next 3 to 4 weeks, it's kind of struggling through.
Then their internet slows to a crawl. No uploading, downloading, or streaming. They could buy more high-speed access in small units, but the cost is too prohibitive. Leslie Boney is the vice provost for outreach and engagement at NC State. His team has been calling students in the 20 North Carolina counties with the lowest rates of broadband adoption.
We identified 720 students that we had in those areas to follow up with every one of those students that didn't currently have either a device, a camera or microphone, or internet access.
The university can fix some problems by mailing students a device, but in Meyer's case, the best advice they have is where to find a public place with Wi-Fi.
The reality is that the remainder of this semester is going to be a bridge temporary solution.
He and Meyer say they want to get this message to lawmakers, that now's the time to treat the internet like a public utility and bring it to rural communities the way the government helped string electric lines to the countryside in the 1930s. Jonathan Spalter is the president of U.S. Telecom, a national trade association for broadband internet providers. He says people may not realize it, but broadband installation looks a lot like those power lines.
99% of an internet connection actually is strung up on poles or is actually buried underground in fiber. It's very expensive and it can be very challenging to actually deliver, particularly to the most rural ranches and farms and communities.
The industry is working with Congress and state governments on public-private partnerships to help subsidize those costs and map out exactly where the needs are.
The great challenge that we have in the United States, and it's almost unique in any developed country, is the sheer vastness of the rural landmass. The job really is not going to get done until every single American is connected, regardless of what zip code they're in.
With that prospect still off on the horizon, Ty Meyer and other rural students will have to figure out ways to do their homework for the rest of the semester. For Here and Now, I'm Liz Schlemmer.